repenting of your sin and turning away from self and turning towards Jesus, of knowing by faith that you are a child of God, this time is for you. If there are things in your life where you're saying, oh, man, I'm not sure that I have some things quite worked out. The Lord's been speaking to me about them and I'm in the midst, or I haven't been. This is a moment where scripture says you can just let this time pass and just spend some time with God. And even if you're saying, I'm not sure where I'm at with God, this is an awesome time to be able just to say, Lord, I'm here. I'm seeking your face. I want to know you. I want to know you. So we celebrate the work and the life of Jesus in this way. So if you peel off that top, if you haven't already, take the bread. Jesus, as he celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples, told them that this bread represents his body. It was broken for us. In obedience to the Father, he offered his body where it was nailed to the cross, and upon which our sin and our guilt, our shame, our sickness, and our disease was laid upon him. The body of Christ. The bread represents the body of Christ. It's been given for us. Let's take a moment and celebrate and remember in thanksgiving his body given for us. Let's eat together. And even in your own way, and in your own personal time of worship, would you give Jesus thanks and praise for his body in obedience to the Father being given for us? And after supper, Jesus took the cup, and if you haven't done so already, peel that top layer, or that second layer back. Jesus took the cup, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. You know, the good news is that abiding is the result of the work of Jesus. We don't abide to be forgiven. We don't abide to gain his favor. We don't abide to gain his love. We don't abide so that we somehow earn or deserve it. The blood of Christ is sufficient for everything that we need. Total forgiveness, total wiping of shame and guilt before the Father. And so as we abide, it's to come and to experience all that his blood has paid for us. It's not to earn it or deserve it. It's to release it. Abiding releases. It's about fellowship. It's about intimacy. It's about fruit bearing. Because the blood of Jesus, once for all, shed on the cross, is enough. As we drink together, let us rejoice that the blood of Jesus is enough. It covers our sin once for all time. Let us drink. And as we did with the bread, if just take a few moments of personal worship and prayer to thank Jesus for his blood shed for us.